Welcome to the America's Workforce Radio Podcast, the flagship production of the American Workers Radio and Podcast Network, where organized labor and its never-ending fight to protect the rights of the American worker come first. Now, presented by LIUNA, Laborers International Union of North America, here's your host, Ed Flash Ferens.
Let's go to Central Ohio right now, and joining us, as he has been for many, many years, Mr. Dorsey Hager, who heads the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, columbusconstruction.org. You can follow him on Twitter at BuildCentralOH. And we have to start off the show with congratulations, because a couple of days ago, Dorsey Hager was reelected to his position. Dorsey, and also, today's your birthday. I tell you, a lot going on here. Dorsey Hager, welcome to America's Workforce once again, and happy birthday to you, brother.
Thank you so much. Pretty good week. Wednesday, we had our delegate meeting. I was reelected along with our president, Dustin Gockenbach from the IBEW, who does a fantastic job, kind of my partner in crime. Our vice president, Tim Ely from the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. A new trustee, Robert Mullett from the Iron Workers, and our new sergeant at arms, Bill Hewlett. So yeah, it was a pretty good Wednesday, and then capping it off here Friday with my birthday, and then later this afternoon I'm going to do like a birthday celebration / fundraiser for my good friend and IBEW member and Columbus City Councilman Rob Dorn. So I'm excited to kind of end the week and with some friends and raise a little money for my friend who's running for re-election for City Council, and also maybe have a piece of pizza and a slice or two of birthday cake and celebrate my 52nd. So. Man, the time in this job goes fast, and the time on this planet goes pretty quick as well, so it's pretty wild, but it's good times, good times. So thanks for the birthday wishes, Flash.
The only thing that could have made this week better was a win by the Buckeyes. I'll tell you, that was a tough one, wasn't it?
It was a very tough one. 1 point, but like they say, 1 point is all you need, but
yep.
Yeah, very difficult. My wife and I, obviously, on New Year's Eve, stayed up, watched that, and they fought hard. They played well, and Georgia's a good team, so we'll see what happens Monday night, but pretty exciting
stuff. Yeah, it was good. They came to play, no doubt about that, no doubt about it. Well, it was also a good week to show, I guess, what can be done when people work together, and I'm referencing what happened at a ceremony a couple of days ago with the Brent Spence Bridge, which has been under the microscope for a number of years, because it just shows, and this is one of many bridges in the country, but this one was highly traveled upon, and it has deteriorated a lot over the years. And finally, we got the funding to fix it. Were you part of that ceremony, by the way? You had the president there. You had Senator Sherrod Brown there. He just talked about it on the show. Fill me in on the trades on all this one.
Yeah, I didn't get to go down and be a part of it. I know I had several friends that went down from the building trades that were there. I know Mark Douglas from the state building trades was there. I had a conversation with Senator Sherrod Brown last week, which I think this kind of partakes into it. But the senator, he was a huge fan of our Building Futures program, was able to get some money allocated from the omnibus budget to help fund some of our Building Futures program. So I talked to the senator last week about this for a while, but I'm just so him, but also outgoing Senator Rob Portman, on all the hard work that they did to get this funding, to finally get this taken care of. I mean, when I met with Senator Portman, of course we met with him every year at the Legislative Council, but I met with him a couple years ago. I could see the frustration growing. And it was one of his biggest, I don't want to say regrets, but one of his biggest things that he failed, that he felt like to accomplish, was securing funding for the Brent Spence Bridge. You know, he's a Cincinnati guy and loves Cincinnati, loves that area, calls it his home. And I think at the time the Brent Spence Bridge was the third most traveled bridge in the United States for like cargo and for goods and for long haul trucking and stuff. And, you know, it was I almost said it was a shining example, but it was a rusty example of our failed infrastructure here in the United States. And I'm just so glad that they came together and were able to get the funding to get that done. And I think the president gave a great speech, talked about the importance of it. You know, you're seeing a lot of this stuff from the federal government trickle down, which is not only improving our infrastructure, but it's also creating great jobs and making our lives better by making things more efficient and safer for people, you know, to travel on our roads and our bridges and stuff. So I hope that this keeps going on, and hopefully we can get some bipartisanship and get more of these things passed. Because like you and I talked off the air, it's frustrating to see members in Congress, some of them even the Ohio delegation, to vote against this funding. But then once it passes, they go back and they campaign and they fundraise on money that's coming back to Ohio and how great it is, even though their constituents aren't really coming to the realization or reading deep enough to see that their person that they're supporting actually voted against it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crazy things going on, especially in the House of Representatives right now. I don't want to even get into that because that's ridiculous. I want to talk about rebuilding our infrastructure, which obviously we touched on. And also, let's get an update on the Intel situation. Central Ohio, I know they broke ground over there. Where do we stand with that right now, Dorsey?
Yeah, so we had our first pre-job meeting a couple weeks ago with Bechtel. It's well attended by all the trades, had some great conversation, great discussion, talked about contracts, talked about timeline, things like that. But, you know, the job seems like it's getting ready to really start to take off. Gil Bain was the first big contract awarded. They did the site work and site improvements to get ready before we start vertical construction. Gil Bain started that at the end of the summer. They're almost complete. I think we've been fortunate to have a pretty mild winter, and it looks like that Gil Bain's going to have that done here pretty soon. And then the vertical construction will start with the underground. So I expect us in the next week or two to have electricians, plumbers, more operating engineers and laborers out there to begin on the underground. And then I would think in June, maybe July, we probably start with the vertical. And I'm hopeful if the weather holds out, we have some good weather this spring, that we'll have probably about 1,500 people out there June and July. So it looks like it's going to get going. And then I really expect it to ramp up November, December, January of 24. So we're excited. It's a lot of work, a lot of opportunities for our members, a lot of opportunities for us as we continue to do more and more outreach and bring people into the folds that are either unemployed or underemployed into these very lucrative building trades jobs.
Dorsey, we had Rick Perdue on the show yesterday. Rick is the head of the Lima Building Trades, and he indicated that some of his members might be going to Central Ohio to work on that project. You know, with that being said, how are we faring getting people on that job? I know this is going to really take a whole lot of man hours here. What's the situation on that right now?
Yeah, our managers and agents are, you know, so if you talk about, you know, what Rick stated, he's absolutely right. Our managers and agents are working very hard on members from not only around Ohio and the Midwest, but around the country that are working in areas that are maybe a little bit soft or the economy is not as strong as it is here in Central Ohio. Building databases, getting those people ready to go for when the call comes in. We're also, you know, obviously organizing is a huge key. We're out there organizing non-union members every day. People who may not be being paid the industry standard, may not be getting the training they deserve, or also maybe the health care benefits, pension benefits that they deserve. So we're out there finding those people, organizing them, bringing them in through all means necessary: radio advertising, TV advertising, Facebook ads, Google, Twitter, our sites, everything like that. And then we're doing outreach events too. And the good thing about the outreach events that we're doing is we're doing outreach events afternoon/evening. So we're reaching out to kids that are in high school to let them know these jobs are reaching out to, again, the people that are unemployed or underemployed after the regular work day to let them know if they want to change careers that there's an opportunity to get into the building trades as well. So multi-pronged approach. You know, I said this Wednesday when I thanked the delegates for giving me the opportunity to serve and represent them for another 3 years. You know, we've got about 18,000 members in the building trades working in Central Ohio right now in our eight counties. In the next 18 to 24 months, I could easily see us needing an additional 18,000 members. And 13,000 of those 18,000 jobs are going to be covered by project labor agreements. So it's important that we get out there, we grow our membership, we find more people, we get them trained up, and we get them ready to go for the Intels, the Hondas, the Amazons, the Googles, the Facebooks, the OSU medical centers, and all the work that's coming down the pike here very, very soon.
Certainly good to hear. We love those project labor agreements. Let's keep them coming. Dorsey Hager joining us on our live line. Dorsey, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. More to come from Dorsey.
Now, back to America's Workforce. Here's Ed Flash Ferens.
And don't forget, you can check us out on at least six platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and Stitcher. When you get an opportunity, just do this. Sign up and receive our shows on a regular basis and give us a rating. We always appreciate those 5-star ratings, so please keep them coming. And remember this, too. If you like a show, share that show. We want to count all the downloads. And I'll tell you, we are rocking it here on America's Workforce. Yeah, we're entering our 30th year of broadcasting and going into 3 years of podcasting. AWFpodcast.com if you miss the show. Let's go back to Central Ohio. Rejoin Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Yeah, a lot of jobs being created in Central Ohio, especially with that Intel project. We got the battery plants happening with Honda. And I'm reading here, what is this? You had a record amount of man hours worked for 2022, 9 million plus. Dorsey, I knew there was a lot of things going on in Central Ohio. 9 million plus hours, that's a lot here. What do you have, like a job data counter here on what's going on in Central Ohio or what?
Yeah, so for the year 2022, we're looking at a little over 9 million man hours work between our 18 affiliated unions and our 14 trades, which is exceptional in our 8-county jurisdiction. Obviously, we're blessed with Franklin County because the Ohio State University, a lot of the Amazon data centers. We're blessed with Licking County because of Amgen, the big pharmaceutical plant, Facebook, Google, and then Intel to come. But you know, the Intel, like we said, is just now getting started. So we're not really seeing a lot of the hours of the first phase of that $20 billion project yet. We're seeing some, but not a lot. So when I first took over January of 2014, And a lot of the guys that I mentioned in the opening segment that were just reelected with me were guys that began with me as well. You know, I basically talked to them. You know, I think we get caught up in a lot of minutiae in our day-to-day stuff of representing our members, working with contractors, working with end users. And if you basically break down the job of union representation, whether you're an organizer, you're an agent, you're a business manager, or you're a building trades leader like myself, you really basically have two things to do, and that is to protect the treasury, because without money, you can't do anything, and also to increase market share, because if you increase market share for your membership is working, their wages are good, their wages have a chance to escalate as market share increases, and they're also able to take care of themselves and their family, make good wages and benefits, and retire with dignity and respect. So those are the two things that I hammer on all the time, and when you get caught up in the day-to-day minutia, like I said, or some things that are frustrating or not going your way, I think if you go back those two basic fundamentals and think, what do we do that? I think that's good. So when we got together in 2014, some of the things that we did right off the bat was we looked at ways to save money, to strengthen the financial status of the council, which we have done over the last 7 or 8 years. We also looked at marketing ideas, again, to get work back, to increase project labor agreements, but also to do outreach, to increase our market share. And we also started our apprenticeship readiness programs to build our apprenticeship programs, but also to build our diversity so we represent the communities in which we work in. And all that has worked out incredibly well. And I think my first year as council leader, we worked about 4.2 million hours. They've gradually went up as our market share has grown. And then this year is, you know, was just a monster year, and it's only going to get better. We're going to eclipse 9 million man hours worked for 2022, which is really exciting stuff.
Well, I tell you, you should be very proud of that happening, especially announcing it on your birthday today. That's good. And of course, being reelected a couple of days ago to your position. I mean, everything, you got everything happening at the right time, and it's all happening at the same time. I love that. Good stuff there.
Well, a couple of things. You're gonna keep reminding me that I'm a year older today, so thanks for that. And then the other thing that I've said a couple of times, and I said at the state building trade meeting, which got a chuckle from everybody around the room and around the state, but of course I'm joking, is, you know, I made the statement that, hey, in our jurisdiction today, we have $140 billion worth of work going on. And I'm not saying it's all because of me, but I'm not saying it isn't.
There you go. So, take some credit for it, brother.
There you go. Election year. You got to campaign a little bit. So.
Exactly. All right, Dorsey, we got a few minutes left here, and I guess there's a couple things that you want to talk about regarding the holidays here. I guess the union shares food drive, a couple of holiday parties helping those that are underserved, underprivileged in various communities. Can you kind of run down what you did here in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, so the AFL Central Labor Council here in Columbus, Central Ohio, led by Mark Fluharty and Jamie Shoemaker, and then the IBEW with their great host of volunteers, Mike Mike Morey, Pat Hook, Chris Poff, Chris Evans, a lot of their apprentices who volunteer their time, and then the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters local union, their financial secretary, Kenny Davis, who's been involved in this for a long time. They take part in a union cares, union shares food drive, and it's the Saturday and Sunday before Christmas. And there's needy families from around Columbus and Central Ohio that come and are able to get, you know, turkeys, chickens, some canned food, some basic staples to help them be able to celebrate, you know, Christmas and New Year's and the holidays with their family and have the food that's so desperately needed, so they can kind of take that pressure off themselves and enjoy time with friends and family like we all do. So it's an awesome thing that they do. They feed hundreds of families. It's amazing, the outpouring, the support that it brings. The city council team led by President Shannon Harden, of course, Rob Dorn, NIBW, and Emmanuel Remy, our good friend, were down there as well, working and doing great stuff, and Shannon's chief of staff, Mike Brown. But it's just a great event, and it kind of shows what we do to give back to help our community. And then, obviously, we had our Friends of Labor Party, which is a tradition that was started by IBEW, and the building trades has kind of shared in that tradition the last 5 or 6 years. So we got together at the Hollywood Casino, which is the house that Labor built. We had over 200 people, and it's elected, it's staffers, it's Friends of Labor, customers, end users, managers, agents, everybody, just friends of ours that have helped make this year so successful. And we get together, break bread, have a nice lunch, celebrate, have a few adult beverages before we head back to work to make the end of the day a little bit easier. But we had over 200 people at the Hollywood Casino. They do a great job with the food and stuff. I want to thank Claire Brotherton. I want to thank Bobby Tucker, Lynette Laughlin, and, of course, Kelly Harrop for putting that together, the menu and stuff. A lot of planning and dedication goes into it. But it's a great event. Gets great props. We always have great people there. You know, the mayor, Andy Ginther, came there. My good friend, city attorney, Zach Klein, all the council members, all our county commissioners, John O'Grady. Just great to see everybody and kind of end the year on a good note. And then, you know, the holidays end. You look at the Christmas parties you attended, and you kind of look at your waistline and see the after effects. Then you put your nose back to the grindstone, and we're going to start working on finding those 18,000 people for that $140 billion worth of construction work. So
there you
go.
That's
what we're doing now.
Yeah, it never ends, no doubt about that. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Website, real simple, columbusconstruction.org. You can follow him on Twitter, BuildCentralOH. Lots going on in Central Ohio. You take care, my brother. Again, Happy New Year, Happy birthday, and we'll talk to you in a month. Okay, brother?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Flash. Have a great weekend.